Page 48. Summary of Spring 2010 Resolutions by Gabe Griffith, Resolutions Committee Co-Chair. I would like to first thank you all for your support over the last several years of my chairing the Resolutions Committee. This may be my last time writing to you as the chair or co-chair of Resolutions. This spring, I was lucky enough to be joined by Lena Bandy as a co-chair. She did a wonderful job chairing the meeting and reading the resolutions on Sunday morning. I have enjoyed my time as chair, but it is a demanding job. I'm looking forward to just being another obnoxious member of the committee. Now for the business at hand. This year we only had 5 resolutions submitted to us, and now here is the summary of the Spring 2010 resolutions. Page 49. Resolution 2010A1 dealt with talking pill bottles and was referred back to the author for further research and consideration. Resolution 2010A2 dealt with Sensory Access Foundation, the State Department of Rehabilitation, and their financial relationship. This resolution was referred back to the Resolutions Committee. It was felt that this was an important issue, but the resolution needed reworking. Resolution 2010A3 dealt with the repeal of the California Government Code 4459A. It has been ruled that this code does not allow Title 24 in California state law to be amended beyond what is in the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. If Code 4459A is repealed, it would allow more stringent amendments to be made to Title 24. Resolution 2010A4 dealt with construction at the Sacramento International Airport. They're building a new Terminal B, and there are some access concerns, mainly with the use of non-conforming tactile markers. It called for CCB to explore all possible actions in stopping non-code tactile warnings. Resolution 2010A5 dealt with the California Department of Rehabilitation seat on the State Guide Dog Board. It stressed how important it is that members of this board be guide dog users and urged rehab to have their appointee be a guide dog user. Resolutions 2010A6 and 2010A7 were the appreciation resolutions to the hotel and volunteers.